Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order. We have 11:30 agenda item, and it's a budget workshop for Treasure Valley Partnership. I think if you look in our packet, we have received their requested written documentation, so will declare that I've been a member through being a mayor for over two decades now, and it's a very beneficial partnership. It's based off of an assessment per your population, and it benefits the county of Canyon directly because of the SASA program that we participate in as a group, which is a special U.S. attorney. And that how that works is that when it's applicable, whether it's a drug charge or a firearm charge or the federal prosecutor will work with the county and even local municipalities to charge them federally. And once they're charged federally, they are incarcerated into the federal system, and that directly derives a savings to Canyon County, let alone the state of Idaho, let alone to the county for prosecutor services. So it's a direct benefit that is a greater benefit than what we pay in by far. And it's a program that we're one of the best operating SASA programs in the United States, and it's something that I would really like to see to continue.
Sorry. We're impounding our ballots.
Oh, all right.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
And I appreciate your history and your participation in this organization. Part of this, so the ask is $55.80, and if I understand it correctly, these are just annual dues that contribute to the funding. So you have half of the funding paid for by county participation with the other half paid for by the state of Idaho. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the dues are assessed from year to year. This past year, because of some of the thing changes a little bit politically. Whoever's elected new, as an example, the mayor of the city of Middleton was elected, and for whatever reason in council on that, she chose to not be a member, participating member. So the dues for the city of Middleton will not be able to be applied. And so dues are assessed every year because of a little bit of changing in membership. Currently, the Owyhee County is not participating, but I would anticipate that will be reconsidered when they look at what the benefits are with a newly elected commissioner.
Chairman, can I have a follow-up question? So Canyon County, it holds in reserve in a dedicated account money for that. Do they ever reevaluate, or is there a threshold of dues collected where they have a year where they don't need to assess that, or that's not how it works?
In all of my time, they have never chosen to not assess a due amount every year. And they have gained an amount in reserves that Canyon County holds for them. As an example, if you have a crime spree, we might want to choose for a specific year to hire two attorneys instead of one. And we, many years back, had worked towards that, and that's where we find ourselves today. And so the balance that we have could be consumed pretty quickly if you hired two.
Yeah, and we're being joined by Clerk Hogaboom. And no, that's fine. Congrats on the win. And then thank you for the work that you're doing, not just on the election side, but as the budget officer for Canyon County. And what's not presented here, do we have an amount that is in this account in reserve?
Yeah, and certainly we could discuss this. I think This morning, of course, it's their request for what we pay them, and I know that it comes back. So that's the focus. As far as these other dynamics of the money that then comes back to us, not just from us, but other entities, the amount was held. I did not ask Sarah to come in today with like a fun update on that. I know that several months ago, at that time, that was a snapshot at that time, what the fund balance was. I think it was close to $300,000 that we realized from the inception of the contractual agreement, memorandum of understanding, that was in excess. So we did do a forensic verification that these were monies received from the inception. This is monies that were paid out to the SALSA attorney, and this was the excess. And so, and moving forward, of course, they're drawing down on that because we get the contributions in chunks of money. It's not like a monthly kind of payment. So my guess is that's, you know, drawn down a little bit until the next infusion of cash flow that comes in. So I couldn't tell you where the peak and the low would be with the way it situates to cash flow. But as Chairman Holton spoke, if they wanted to contemplate a year in which they wanted to burn some of that fund balance or add a second attorney without increasing the dues to us or the other members, the contributing members of TBP, they would have that in the funds. We would just make sure that we don't go into the negative.
Right.
Purposes of cash flow on that fund.
And there is a memorandum of understanding or an agreement that's in place, and is that reviewed regularly? And is there so two questions. Is there a regular accounting of and review of those funds where we're holding public money in trust, particularly with other counties and cities?
There was the several months ago, and there will continue to be. My recommendation is to kind of send their administrator, Mr. Miles, an annual report if they're interested in that. And that was something I indicated in the letter that I sent out updating the SALSA, is that we'll provide an annual financial statement from Canyon County. I think that would be best practice. We haven't issued that yet because we did do that updated report a few months ago, but as we near the end of the fiscal year, I'll probably ask Sarah or a future controller to kind of just draft an annual statement that we would send.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate that, and that matches well with our transparency motto. So I appreciate your diligence on providing that.
Good. Good.
Mr. Chairman, as somebody that's been attending as a commissioner for the last nearly 18 months, most of the meetings, I find our membership in this Treasure Valley partnership to be much more valuable than the nearly $5,600 that's being requested for our dues. So I'm in support of continuing to add this to our budget.
Chairman, with that information, I would also support that.
All right. I would consider a motion then to memorialize the direction.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we include the request in the full amount for Treasure Valley Partnership of $5,580 as the proportionate share for Canyon County going forward in this budget season.
Okay.
I will second that with discussion, Chairman.
Yes.
So in your earlier comments where you're talking about people that may have opted out, in that sense, all it does, if they opt back in after having not participated, if they had a federal offense, then they would be granted the services by that SALSA attorney. Otherwise, their county or city does not get that, correct?
In general terms, yes. It's not as clear-cut as that because you end up working with both federal and ATF drug enforcement task force. And so it gets pretty arbitrary if that offender is, say, as an example, living in the city of Middleton, or he's not, or he did the crime in the city of Middleton, or if he got arrested in the city of Middleton. So it's not quite clear-cut as that, so I don't want to give the wrong impression. But in essence, it would be far more hard. It would be harder for the city of Middleton's police force to participate with a SASA prosecutor in this instance than not.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman.
Sorry that that's vague, but it is a little bit. So an example, we have arrests that have happened in southern Idaho. We've had arrests that have happened as far as LeGrand, and the bad players were basically abiding most of their time in Treasure Valley.
Okay.
So it just happened that the arrest happened in a different place than Canyon County or Ada County.
Yeah, and Chairman, I appreciate that. I think for people listening and knowing that we are diligently protecting the taxpayer and evaluating all the dollars that are allocated, I think that's important, and I think people will appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have a motion, but without a call for a vote.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. If there's no other discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
For just kind of an audible record, when we these workshops, we really don't need to take motions on action. All you have to do is give a verbal direction to the clerk to add it to the request.
Okay.
We'll just see what it looks like holistically through the process.
Okay.
So just FYI.
Okay.
I appreciate the support and what you're doing, but we just don't need that for these workshops.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm without a job. All right. Clerk, do you need anything else for this topic? Okay, we're good. So if that's that, let's can we consider ourselves adjourned?
Yes, Chairman.
All right, let's be adjourned. Thanks.
Thank you.